我们下午继续啊，借着圣经来相互学习跟勉励。
This afternoon, let's continue our studying.
我们一起来看路加福音的21章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音21章1到4节。
Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4.
第一节，耶稣抬头观看，见财主把捐项投在库里。二节
，verse two，
又见一个穷寡妇投了两个小钱。三节
，verse three，
就说：“我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇所投的比众人还多。”四节
，verse four，
因为众人都是自己有余，拿出来投在捐项里，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。啊，在这里，主耶稣。在这个圣殿看人家奉献。
Here Jesus look at the people casting their donations to the treasury.
哦，他看到有一些财主哦奉献了若干的钱。
He saw some rich men deposit more money.
哦，这个时候来了一个穷寡妇啊，只投了两个小钱。
Here came the poor widow casting only two mites.
哦，那比起这些财主所投下的这个奉献呐、啊。当然是少之又少。
Compared with those rich men, these two mites are very few.
但是主耶稣却告诉他的门徒。
But Jesus told his disciples.
说你们看，这个穷寡妇所奉献的比众人还多。
He told his disciples, the offerings of the poor widow is more than the other rich men.
这个穷寡妇所奉献的是她一切养生的。
Because she offered what she had.
甚至啊，他自己不足。
Even out of her poverty.
他愿意把一切养生的都奉献上。
She's willing to offer all she had.
比起众人所奉献的是有余，拿出一部分的奉献。
Because others donate out of their abundance.
所以这个穷寡妇的奉献是比众人还多。
So the poor widow offers more than the other people did.
在这个金额上来看，当然是穷寡妇的奉献的金额很少。
In terms of the dollar amount, the poor widow didn't offer a lot.
但是在神的眼中来看
，From the eyes of God,
却是比众人还多。
She offered more than the other did.
因为她做到完全的奉献。
Because she did a complete offering.
早上，小弟跟大家分享，主耶稣在圣经里头的教训。
In the morning, I shared the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
有时候就如同早上小弟子分享一样，我们在读圣经的时候，会觉得说圣经里头的有一些要求好像不尽合理。
Sometimes from studying the Bible, we may find the commandment of the Bible may not be reasonable.
但如果不经过我们进一步的去思考圣灵的带领，我们没有办法知道它当中真正的意义在哪里。
Without the careful pondering and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we may not understand the meaning of the Bible.
所以对于这个穷寡妇的奉献也是一样。
And same for this poor widow's offering.
相信我们这段经文都很熟。
We know we are very familiar with this passage.
我们也都知道为什么主耶稣说这个穷寡妇的奉献比其他人还多的原因。
And we understand why Jesus praised her of offering more than the other people did.
就是完全的奉献。
It's a complete offering.
就是奉献所有。
It's a complete contribution.
就是神就是看重他这一颗心呢、啊。
And God really look upon this one.
奉献所有的心。
He really looks upon the total contribution.
所以耶稣说他奉献的比所有人还多。
So that's why the Lord Jesus commanded her to have more offering than the other people.
讲的是很容易的。
It's easier said.
我们也充分的了解。
We understand fully.
完全的奉献比部分的奉献来得值得神看重跟称赞。
It's God praises more on the complete donation than the partial donations.
那我们怎么能够做到完全的奉献？
How can we do that?
哦，圣经真的要求我们要完全奉献吗？
Does the Bible really command us to do the complete offering?
哦，让我们想起那个年少的财主。
Let's reflect about the young rich man.
哦，他来求问耶稣，要怎么样才能够进神的国，承受永生？
He came to ask the Lord Jesus how to enter the heavenly kingdom and get eternal life.
哦，主耶稣对他的要求，也只不过像这个穷寡妇一样。
And Jesus asked him the same thing just like he did to the poor widow.
你变卖你所有的哦，去分给穷人，然后你来跟从我。
You just sell all you have and distribute to the poor and follow me.
哦，换句话说，就是完全的奉献。
It's also a complete donation.
哦，那不同于这个穷寡妇的哦，这个年少的财主啊，却是忧忧愁愁的走开啊。
And this rich man went away very sorrowful.
他没有办法做到这个穷寡妇的完全奉献。
And he could not do like this poor widow.
好，主耶稣曾经对跟随的他的好，对跟随他的人提出这样的一个挑战。
Also, Lord Jesus challenges his followers.
哦，这也是要做他门徒的资格。
And also the qualification to be his disciples.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn Book of Luke.
14章。
Chapter 14.
14章25节。
Verse 14, verse 25.
到27节。
From 25 to 27.
有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，26节
Verse 26,
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。27节
Verse 27,
凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。哦，在这里主耶稣，哦，对当时跟随的人所发出的挑战。
This is the challenge the Lord Jesus proposed to the followers.
哦，也是做耶稣门徒的资格。
It's also the qualification to be his disciples.
就是完全的奉献。
It's a complete offering.
爱神爱主胜过爱任何的人以及自己。
To love the Lord and God more than himself.
哦，愿意背着十字架跟从耶稣。
Willing to take up the cross and follow Jesus.
哦，这就是完全的奉献。
This is a complete offering.
哦，所以我们知道完全的奉献是耶稣的要求。
And we know this is the Lord Jesus' requirement to have the complete offering.
是做主的门徒跟随主的代价。
And it's the price to be his followers.
哦，那年少的财主他放弃了。
And the young rich man, he gave up.
哦，穷寡妇啊，却能够做得到。
And the poor widow did it.
他们两者之间的差别在哪里？
So what's the difference between the young rich man and the poor widow?
是什么原因让穷寡妇反倒能做到完全的奉献，而年少的财主却做不到？
So what's the reason that the poor widow could make it and the young rich man could not make it?
原因就在那个价值的问题。
It's about the issue of value.
穷寡妇因为她哦，他的贫穷
，because the poverty of the poor widow。
哦，尽他所有的奉献也只不过是两个小钱
，and all she had was two mites。
哦，或许这是他很容易奉献所有的原因吧。
Maybe that's the way it's easier for her to do the donation。
而年少的财主他拥有的很多
，and the young rich man had a lot of possessions。
这或许是他难以割舍做出完全奉献的原因吧。
And maybe that's the reason for him to forsake all he had.
哦，所以我们渐渐的看清楚，能不能哦回应耶稣这个完全奉献的呼召的主要原因在哪里
？So we may understand the reason to echo the Lord's calling.
怎么看你所拥有的哦这些东西的价值
？So that depends how we view the value of our possessions.
关系到你是不是能够做到耶稣的呼召奉献所有的要求
，and that's how we can respond to his calling.
好，服侍神的人往往会有一个盲点
，and there might be some blind spot for the secret workers.
哦，因为自己所服侍的是，哦，是伟大的神
，because we serve a great God.
哦，因为我们所执行的是这位伟大的神 所交付的伟大使命。
Because we have to fulfill the commandments of this mighty God.
所以无形当中，我们也会把自己无限的放大。
So sometimes we might magnify ourselves.
以至于伟大的使命等于伟大的我们自己。
Sometimes we might equal ourselves with this great missions.
我们认为我们是不得了，能够被神所使用。
So you might think, we are so great to be used by the Lord.
因为我不同于别人。
Because we are different.
我的道德比别人好。
Maybe I have my higher moral standards.
我的智慧比别人高。
I have more wisdom.
我的恩赐比别人多。
I have more talents.
所以我值得被神所重用。
That's why I used by the Lord.
我为什么能够被神所重用？
Why am I used by the Lord?
就是因为我比别人行，我比别人好。
Because I'm better than others.
但无形当中，在我们执行圣功的时候，也会有这样的一个观念掺杂在里头。
When we do our sacred works, we might have this thought within us.
就因为我所服侍的神是伟大的。
Because the Lord I'm serving is great.
就是因为我所执行的使命是伟大的。
Because the mission I'm doing is also great.
所以我的判断也绝对是伟大的。
So my judgments are also good.
也是权威的。
Also with authority.
我可以怎么做。
So I can do whatever I want.
我可以不怎么做。
Or not do what I want.
不允许人家有任何的挑战。
So I don't allow any challenges from others.
不允许人家有任何的怀疑。
And I don't allow any questions from others.
因为伟大的使命等于伟大的自我。
Because the great mission equals the great self.
当我们有了这样的一个思想在里头，
When we have this thought within us,
我们已经陷入到年少财主的陷阱里面了。
So we might fall into the same trap as a young rich man.
我们越难做到顺服神，顺服耶稣那个奉献所有的呼召。
So it's hard for us to follow the calling of the Lord.
我们越难对神有充分信心的依靠。
So it's hard for us to rely on him totally.
所以在我们的一切服事当中，充满了我们自己的想法跟计划。
So we were full of our own thoughts and plans in our ministry.
我要怎么做？
What I want to do.
我要怎么安排？
How will I plan?
我要怎么执行？
How will I execute the plans?
我的构想是什么？
What's my thoughts?
我的计划又如何？
What's my schedule?
丝毫没有让神有任何的余地。
We don't leave any space for the Lord.
能够参与他所交付我们的使命。
So he can participate our ministry.
这是很危险的一件事情。
It's very perilous.
这样会让我们完全没办法回应耶稣奉献所有的呼召。
So we cannot completely echo his calling.
那我们要怎么样才能够避开这样的一个盲点？
How can we avoid this blind spot?
圣经里头又有哪一个人物能够做到回应耶稣奉献所有的呼召，而且是不可或缺的工人？
And who is in the Bible he can really completely respond to Jesus' calling and be an important worker?
我们来看看保罗的例子吧。
Let's look at the example of Paul.
我们请看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第三章
Philippians chapter 3
三章我们从第三节来看
From verse 3
到第九节
To verse 9
三节因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜在基督耶稣里夸口不靠着肉体的四节
Verse 4
其实我也可以靠肉体若是别人想他可以靠肉体我更可以靠着第五节
Verse 5
我第八天受割礼我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人是希伯来人所生的希伯来人就律法说我是法利赛人六节
Verse 6
就热心说我是逼迫教会的就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的七节
Verse 7
只是我先前以为与我有益的我现在因基督都当作有损八节
Verse 8
不但如此我也将万事当作有损因为因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝 我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。第九节
Verse 9，
并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。在这里我们看到保罗，他谈到说他在基督里头的夸口。
Let's look at Paul. He boasts in Christ.
保罗的一生我们都很清楚。
We know very well about Paul.
那个大马色路上。主耶稣与他相遇。
The Lord met him on the way to the Damascus.
主耶稣用光照着他。
The Lord shined with a great light.
保罗的一生就在那个时刻有了一个重大的转变。
And his life turned completely from that point.
如同这里所说的。
Just as this described.
他先前以为有益的自从那一刻开始都当作有损的。
Whatever the prophet before now became the loss.
他以耶稣基督为至宝。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the most valuable things for him.
他为耶稣将以前看作有益的通通当作粪土而舍弃。
He count all the prophets as dung.
为了要得着基督。
And in order to get Jesus.
原因在哪里？
What's the reason?
因为他认识基督。
Because he knows the Lord.
他知道基督才是至宝。
He knows Christ the most valuable things.
他知道唯有基督才是他值得追求的。
He understands only Christ is what he pursues after.
换句话说，他对耶稣有认识。
In another word, he knows Christ.
因着对耶稣有更深入的认识，而让保罗能够回应耶稣的呼召，那个舍弃一切所有来跟随他的呼召。
Because of his deeper understanding of Christ, he can echo with God.
保罗是怎么做到的？
How did he make it?
其实很简单。
It's easy.
就是一个比较的问题。
It's a matter of comparison.
因着他认识耶稣。
Because he knows Christ.
因着他真认识主。
Because he knows the Lord.
他知道他所侍奉的主。以及侍奉他的价值。
He knows the Lord he serves and the value of his ministry.
比较起他以前所追求的。
And comparing of the things he pursued before.
比较他以前所得着的。
Compare the things he gained before.
实在是天壤之别啊。
It's day and night.
所以保罗他认识这一点。
He understands.
他才能够认识自己。
So he could understand himself.
原来自己为耶稣所付出的一切。
Whatever,
原来自己为神所付出的一切。
Whatever he did for the Lord.
在还没有真正认识耶稣之前啊。
Before he really understood the Lord.
他自认为他是在为神大发热心。
He believed he was zealous for the Lord.
他所做的一切。
Whatever he did.
在这个神来看不如寡妇的两个小钱。
It's not even worth the two mites of the poor widow, comparing what he did for the Lord before.
因为他认识耶稣。
Because he knows the Lord.
他认识那个侍奉的价值。
He knows the value of his servitude.
他才能够跳脱出那个束缚跟框架。
So he can jump out of the bondage.
他才能够真正了解到他所服侍的价值。
So he can really understand the value of his servitude.
今天如果我们晓得我们服侍神的价值，
If today we know the value of our serving,
以及我们所能够奉献给神的，
And also we understand whatever offer we can make,
原来就如同那个穷寡妇的两个小钱，
It's really like the two mites from the poor widow.
竭尽我们一生所能的，竭尽我们一切的心力，也只不过是两个小钱。
We exert our efforts in our whole life. The result is only two mites.
与神的智慧来比较。
When we compare our efforts with God's wisdom.
与神的能力做比较。
With God's ability.
与神的计划做比较。
Compare with God's plan.
我们在我们的服事当中，也只不过是奉献两个小钱而已吧。
Our offering is only but two mites.
就如同穷寡妇。
Just like the poor widow.
也就是因为这样子。
Just because of this.
还能够蒙神得以悦纳，
And it's also pleasing to God.
更显出神他额外的恩典来。
It also magnifies His great grace. 哦，
对自我的认识很重要。
It's very important to know ourselves.
一个服侍神的工人，如果对自己的认识不够。
If a sacred worker doesn't know much about himself,
我们又怎么能够去认识啊，我们所应当认识的神，我们所服侍的神。
How can we know the Lord we serve?
哦，但我们也经常因为对人啊，对神的认识不够。
Because we don't know much about our Lord.
哦，对自己也有所错看。
So we might, we don't understand ourselves much either.
约书亚记啊，第五章那里。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 5,
记载着，当约书亚带领以色列百姓进到迦南地，过了约旦河。
It records Joshua led the whole Israelites, crossing over the river Jordan.
哦，他必须要攻下第一座这个城池，就是耶利哥。
He has to attack the first city, which is Jericho.
哦，约书亚远远的望着耶利哥城。
He looked from afar.
他看到有一个人手里拿着拔出的刀站在对面。
He saw a person with a drawn sword.
耶稣亚就问他。
Joshua asked him.
你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的敌人？
Are you with us or with our enemy?
出他意料之外的对方并不是回答帮助以色列人或者是帮助敌人，乃是说我是来做神军队的元帅。
To his surprise, this person replied, "I'm the commander in chief."
哦，为什么说出乎约书亚的意料之外呢
？Why do we say it's out of her expectation?
在这一个人出现之前
，Before this person showed up，
哦，约书亚或许认为他是以色列军队的最高指挥官。
Joshua might have thought he was the commander in chief of the Israelites，
因为他是接替摩西。要带领以色列百姓进到迦南地的。
He was the successor of Moses to lead Israelites to the land of Canaan.
他是以色列人最高的统帅。
He's the commander in chief of the Israelites.
哦，但是当这一个人出现之后
，But after this person showed up,
哦，约书亚，他知道，他充其量啊，只不过只是个传令兵而已。
And after this person.Showed up, Joshua understood that he was only a very small pawn.
原来最高指挥官是神本身。
And the commander in chief is God himself.
哦，约书亚就俯伏在地下拜。
So Joshua prostrated on the ground.
我主有什么吩咐
？He asked the Lord, "What would you like to command to me?"
哦，对方要他把鞋子脱下。
And the person asked him to take off the shoes.
因为所站的地方是圣的。
Because the ground is holy ground.
今天我们在服侍神。
Today we serve the Lord.
我们也必须有约书亚这样的一个自我认知。
We must know ourselves as Joshua did.
不是我们，而是神本身。
It's not us, but the God.
只不过是神借着我们来传达，来执行一些他的旨意而已。
But God execute His will by using us.
我们尚且。我们约书亚尚且需要脱下他的鞋，以免污秽到圣地。
So Joshua even had to take off his shoes, not to defile the holy ground.
我们岂可以容我们自大狂妄的心来污秽神的圣洁吗
？So how can we defile God's holiness by our pride?
再来
，Next，
大卫王。
It's about King David.
当大卫当王的时候
，When the King David was enthroned，
十二个支派统归他管
，And the 12 tribes were unified unto him。
但先知拿单告诉他，神对他的应允
，And Prophet Nathan told about the promises of the Lord。
要世世代代照管他。
Which he will take care of him from generation to generation.
我们看大卫他怎么回答。
Let's see how David responded.
撒母耳记下第七章。
Second Samuel chapter 7.
十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，于是大卫王进去坐在神面前，说主啊，我是谁？我的家算什么？你竟使我到这个地步呢？十九节
，Verse 19，
神啊，这在你的眼中还看为小， 又应许你仆人的家至于久远。神啊，这岂是人所常遇到的事吗？在这里我们看到大卫，他知道自己。
Let's look at David. He knew himself.
是不配被神如此祝福跟看顾的。
He's not worthy of the blessing of the Lord.
当时的大卫是贵为一国之君。
He was a king of the kingdom.
统领着以色列各支派。
He ruled all the 12 tribes of Israel.
但是他在这个万王之王的神面前。
But before the king of kings.
如同他所说的。
Just as he said.
说我算什么，我的家算什么。
He said, "Who am I, and what is my house?"
怎么能够啊如此蒙恩到这样的地步呢
？That we can have this such a great grace before thee.
又如同他在诗篇第八篇那边所做的诗啊。
Just like Psalm chapter 8.
我们看诗篇八篇第三节。
Let's see Psalm 8 verse 3.
三节，我观看你指头所造的天，比你所橙色的月亮新数。四节。
Verse 4.
便说人算什么？你竟顾念他，世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。第五节。
Verse 5。
你叫他比天使微小一点，并视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。六节。
Verse 6。
你派他管理你手下所造的，使万物，就是一切的牛羊、田野的走啊，田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。在这里呀、啊，这是大卫所作的诗。
This is the psalm composed by David.
跟神的伟大来相提并论的话
，compare with God, exceeding greatness.
人真的是微小到不足为道、啊。
Our human are minute.
人算什么
？What are we？
一切都是因着神的恩典。
Just because we rely on His grace.
才能够承担神所托付的责任。
So we can fulfill the commandments of the Lord.
才能够贵为万物的灵长。
So we can be the wisest thing in His creature.
所以大卫因为认识神的伟大。
Because David understand the greatness of the Lord.
才能够看清楚自己的渺小。
So he understand how small he was.
来看看所罗门王。
Let's see King Solomon.
所罗门王是为神建造圣殿的。
Solomon is the king building the temple for the Lord.
我们知道所罗门王的圣殿何等的金碧辉煌。
We know how magnificent his temple was.
用上等的石头。
Use the top quality stones.
用香柏木。
Use cedar woods.
用许多的金银宝石。
A lot of precious metals.
耗时多年才完工的。
It took a lot of times.
当所罗门王献殿的时候。
When he dedicated the temple.
他把他精心的杰作要献给神。
He would like to dedicate his masterpiece to the Lord.
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
我们看列王记上。
Let's see First Kings.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
八章的二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十七节，神果真住在地上吗？看哪、天和天上的天尚且不足你居住。何况我所建造的这殿呢？二十八节
，verse 28，
唯求主我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，俯听仆人今日在你面前的祈祷呼吁。这是所罗门王的祷告。
This is the prayer of King Solomon。
在拥有所有的神面前。
Before the King of Kings,
他所奉献的这个圣殿虽然是金，在人来看是金碧为辉煌，无以伦比。
Although his temple was splendid in the man's eye,
但是在神看来
，but in the sight of God,
这又算得了什么
？What's this?
如同所罗门王他自己所说的
，just like King Solomon mentioned,
天和天上的天都尚不足神居住啊。
Like the heaven and the heavens cannot contain the Lord.
何况我这个在地面上用尘土所造的一个殿。
How much less the house which was built by stone and sand?
对神来看呢，真的是屈就了。
It's only a compromise.
是委屈神呐。
It's not very great to fit the Lord.
今天我们对神的服事。
Today we serve the Lord.
无论 哦，是建建堂也好，哦，这是奉献什么也好。
No matter it's a church building or making donations.
我们也应该要有所罗门这样的一个看见。
We also should have the same understanding as the King Solomon.
跟神来比较，跟神所拥有的一切做比较。
Comparing what the Lord has.
只是充其量只不过是寡妇的两个小钱吧。
At best, it's only two mites.
神悦纳的是什么？
What is pleasing to God?
是那一颗愿意奉献所有的心而已吧。
It's the willing heart.
是那一颗尽其所能的心而已吧。
It's the heart who will do all the best.
而不是所奉献的价值，而不是所成就的工作。
It's not the face value or of the work or the money.
好，再来看约伯。
Let's look at Job.
约伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42.
四十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯回答神说二节。
Verse 2.
我知道你万事都能做。你的旨意不能拦阻，三节。
Verse 3.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这事啊，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。第四节。
Verse 4.
求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。第五节。
Verse 5.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼见你。六节。
Verse 6.
因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。哦，在这里、啊、我们看到约伯自己承认他的无知。
Here we understand Job acknowledge his ignorance.
哦，之前的约伯啊，可不是这样啊。
Before this, Job was not like this.
哦，虽然他知道他没有错。
Although he knew he was innocent.
哦，他甚至想要跟神当面对质来辩论看看他错在哪里。
He would also like to debate with the Lord.
但是后来神向他显现。
And the Lord appeared.
神并没有回答他的质问。
The Lord did not answer his questions.
哦，神反倒用更多的问题来问约伯。
And the Lord answered him with more questions.
我做这些事情你在哪里？
Where were you when I did all these things?
哦，我做那些事情你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why I did this?
没有一样是约伯他知道可以回答的。
And this, none of this can Job answer.
哦，因为人的智慧有限。
Because our wisdom is limited.
神的道路高过人的道路，神的旨意高过人的意思。
His way is higher than ours, and his will is higher than ours.
人怎么能够明白神呢？
How can we understand God?
唯有在神他乐意的启示之下，人才能够对神有稍微的认识。
We can only understand God upon his willing revelation.
哦，所以如此有限、如此无知的人，怎么又有资格来跟神相提并论？
So how can we match the Lord with such ignorance?
哦，所以在神的面前，
So in front of God,
约伯说啊，他懊悔。
He repent himself.
他厌恶自己啊。
He abhorred himself.
他在尘土和炉灰中懊悔啊。
He repented in dust and ashes.
哦，因为他以前听说有神，今日啊却是亲眼看见神呐。
He used to hear God, now he see God from his own eyes.
约伯在什么时候看见神？
When did he see God?
约伯在什么情况之下认识神？
When did he really understand God?
在他承认他不明白的时候。
When he acknowledged his ignorance.
在他了解他不知道的时候。
When he confessed his ignorance.
他认识神了。
Then he understand God.
哦，他知道神了。
Now he really know God.
哎，所以今天，哦，我们也不要自认为说我们就是明白神的意思，我们就是明白所有的真理，所有的这个奥秘。
So today we just don't boast about knowing God's will and all the truth and the mysteries.
哦，如果我们在真理上，我们在神的话语上有所明白、有所了解、有所长进。
If we have any growth or progress in God's truth and the will,
跟神的无限 知道来做比拟啊。
Comparing with God, God's immensity.
哦，只不过是那个灵毛红脚啊，只不过是那个九牛里头的一毛，微不足道。
It's very small and cannot be mentioned.
又有什么值得我们夸口？
So how can we boast upon?
如同保罗说，有什么我们不是领受的呢？
Just as Paul said, what's not we receive from the Lord?
如果我们是领受的，又何必仿佛不是领受的自夸？
So how can we boast ourselves as though we do not receive from the Lord?
所以我们要知道。
So we have to understand.
我们能够在这个神的真理上有所明白，有所知道，有所分享。
So we in God's truth, we have the understanding, and also we know how to share.
好，跟真理的本身，也就是神本身来比较，也只不过是献上寡妇的两个小钱而已啊。
But comparing with the truth within God, it's only 2 mites of the poor widow.
又有什么好值得夸口呢？
So why do we boast?
所以我们回到说这个寡妇献了两个小钱。
So let's go back to the poor widow's 2 mites.
就因为寡妇她只能献两个小钱。
Just because the poor widow can only contribute 2 mites.
她愿意献那两个小钱。
And she's willing to offer.
也是她所拥有的一切。
That's all she had.
能够得到耶稣的称赞。
And she got the praises of the Lord.
能够得到神的悦纳。
And it's pleasing to the Lord.
比起其他的这些财主来说。
Comparing with other rich men.
他们为什么没有办法献上他们所有？
Why couldn't they offer all they had?
因为他们看他们所拥有的过于所单看。
Because they value their own possession more than they is the true value.
他们不懂得他们所拥有的一切在神的面前来看。
They don't understand their abundance in the sight of God.
也只不过跟这个穷寡妇所奉献的那两个小钱一样而已。
It's almost the same as the 2 mites from the poor widow.
所以如果我们能够明白我们自己的微小，
If we can understand our minute,
我们就更容易来回应耶稣奉献所有的这个呼召啊。
So it's easier for us to respond to the calling of the Lord.
如果我们认为我们所拥有的一切，包含我们的服事，只不过是寡妇的两个小钱。
All we have, and including our ministry, is only like 2 mites of the poor widow.
那更能够帮助我们愿意有那一颗奉献所有的心。
And this understanding will help us to offer what we have.
但是如果我们不懂得原来我们所拥有的一切只不过是两个小钱。
If we don't understand what we have is only 2 mites.
你对自己以及自己所拥有的一切服事无限的自我放大。
We magnify all we have and even ourselves without limit.
那你连穷寡妇那两个小钱你都舍不得奉献。
Then we cannot even be able to offer this 2 mites.
所以保罗能够做到完全的奉献。
So Paul is able to do the complete offering.
因为他知道他自己能够奉献的为主所成就的只不过像寡妇的两个小钱。
Because Paul understood that like what he could offer is like 2 mites of the poor widow.
当奉献的时候，尚且遮遮掩掩，生怕人家看见觉得不好意思，哪里还敢到处宣扬来夸口呢？
If he was were shy about his offering, how could he preach the gospels?
那如果我们如果真的知道我们服侍神，我们能够坐在神身上的。只不过像那两个小钱一样的没有价值那我们又哪有那个胆量到处去夸口去炫耀。
If we understand the value of the 2 mites, how can we be bold enough to preach?
值得我们去思考。
We need to think about this.
最后我们来看路加十七章。
Let's see Luke chapter 17.
第九节
Verse 9.
九节仆人照 所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？十节。
Verse 10.
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，只当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。无用的仆人所做的是应分做的。
What an unprofitable servant do is something is our duty.
这是每一个服侍神的人所应当具备的哦，服侍的基础。
It's the basis of all the a sacred worker.
我是个仆人。
I'm a servant.
而且是一个无用的仆人。
And a useless servant.
我所做的一切
，whatever I do，
都是我应该做的。
It's my duty.
没什么好夸口的。
It's nothing to boast.
也没有什么好邀功的。
It's nothing to get credit.
这样才能够为神所用。
Then we can be used by God.
这样你的哦，你所付出的一切服事才是寡妇的两个小钱。
Then all we do and contribute is like the 2 mites of the poor widow.
能够蒙主称赞。
And it's acceptable in sight of God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
120首。
120.